What more are you hearing from your sources about the investigation and about the suspect?
Well, it's becoming a little bit of a clearer picture. So, you know, authorities were clear this was a targeted attack. Chief Carroll from the Washington, D.C. Metro Police called it an ambush. Evan Perez described a video where he comes around the corner, sees the two uniformed soldiers, and then approaches his arm extended with a pistol. So we know this was a very deliberate, very chosen attack in terms of this target. What do we know about the individual? We've been trying to dig into that. What we know is that he comes here from Afghanistan. Now, this is a guy who's been living in Washington State, not Washington, D.C., on the other end of the country. He comes here from Afghanistan in the summer of 2021. Remember what that was like. Refugees fleeing Afghanistan. People had to be recommended by U.S. people on one end, vetted on this end by government background checks as far as they could do in Afghanistan, have sponsors and so on. He settled in Washington. He applies for asylum in December of 2024. Now, he goes through another vetting process involving that, and he's approved for asylum in April of this year under the Trump administration. He comes in under the Biden administration. These checks are being done, but it appears that he must have done work either for or with the United States and Afghanistan to become part of the Allies Welcome Program and be brought here. That still doesn't get us closer to motive.